KTOO Public Media would like to acknowledge the Flenedi and Woosh Kitan of the Occoquan. We are on their ancestral homeland. Our broadcast studios are built on fill that was once tideland and part of what is called the Indian Village. We recognize those families who traveled to and from their homes, from these tidelands to fishing and hunting grounds and to gatherings in other villages, and whose children played on the beaches and learned to row in the harbor. KTOO is working to lift up Tlingit voices through the sharing of stories like these and the broadcast of the Tlingit language. Please excuse us for our mistakes, and gunosh cheesh for your patience as we learn.
Hansen Gress, ka eat with the shu yi, we kashuk a yitin. Jin kat ka ke jin ta khanakhaya ha anikak, gunosh cheesh.
You're tuned into Juno Afternoon. I'm your host, Shelley Delaney, and my first guests today are from the Juneau School District, here to talk about JAM, Juneau Alaska Music Matters. Welcome to the show, Megan Johnson, teacher. Hi, Megan.
Hi, thank you for having us.
Yes, thanks for being here. And where do you teach, Megan?
So I support Rebecca at River Bend. I do some teaching at Glacier Valley also. I'm the executive director for JAM, and I mostly oversee the after-school portion and do what I can for Rebecca.
So also on the line is teacher Rebecca Ricker. Hello, Rebecca, and you're at Riverbend?
Yes, hi, I am at Riverbend Elementary, the best elementary school in the city.
No arguments here.
Mm-hmm. Well, yep, Megan, she attends some of my classes and is definitely a huge support.
Let's start with a little background. What is Juneau Alaska Music Matters? Rebecca, do you want to start with that?
I think I'm going to pitch that one to Megan because she is the executive director. I'm the general music teacher at the elementary school. And so Megan, go ahead, Megan.
Yeah, so we are a tuition-free program that provides ensemble and the music experience education and ensemble as a way of enriching students academically. We're an academic intervention, enriching students through that social emotional piece and all the many benefits of playing an instrument and being in an ensemble, even this year when we are virtual and online. So, and that's really our goal with this program, is to keep that going.
Yeah, what would the program normally be doing at this time in a non-pandemic year?
Yeah, so at Auk Bay Elementary, Glacier Valley Elementary, and Riverbend, all kinder and first grade students receive 90 minutes of violin during the school day, and then second through fifth grade, we have an after-school program. And this year we still have an after-school program online, but we, you know, over the summer we were trying to figure out how to make this kinder first grade in-school piece work. We knew that violins was probably not going to be the best fit for especially kinders who have no school experience. We didn't want to send them home with the expectation of caring for an instrument that's $100 and needs to be tuned. And so this year, our program looks a little different in that at Riverbend, they are doing xylophones in school for 30 minutes a week.
So that was a good way to pivot to make it a little bit, not necessarily safer for the students, but more manageable, right? A way to keep them connected to the music.
Yeah, for sure. So we really were thinking, like, how are we going to make this accessible for our kids? Like, we wanted them to have to gain those same skills that they would while they were playing violin at home. And since violins, real violins, are not feeling accessible, this was just a natural transition. And so we're meeting a lot of the same goals that we would have with violin, as in, like, self-control and controlling their bodies and being aware of those around them and working as a group, but just in a different format. So Megan had this great idea to make this happen. And we, our principal, Elizabeth Peisel Davis, took it and said, yes, let's do this, and ran with it. And we're just so excited to make it happen.
And what do the students think about the xylophones?
Well, I think they seem so excited. We've had so much great support from like the kids, like our kindergartners and first graders. They're currently actually on little paper xylophones, as our real xylophones are being made by our Lemon Creek Correctional. They're being made right now. And so we were like, we needed a placeholder while the instruments were being made. And we don't want to just hand kids an instrument. We want them to earn it. And so we've been using little cardboard paper violin or paper bell sets and adding little pieces to them along the way as they earn them. And each time they add a piece, they are incredibly excited. And, you know, this last week, they earned the last few pieces to the paper bell sets because our real bell sets, our real xylophones are just about finished. So very exciting.
That's so exciting. Go ahead, Megan.
Well, this we have to thank Lemon Creek Correctional Center. I mean, this one of the nice things that has come out of this pandemic is this new partnership. The only way we could make this possible is through their hobby shop. They volunteered to make 75 xylophones, and they'll be completed and delivered to Riverbend in January when school starts up. So they have the bodies all built, and we have inmates and some staff who are making these for us, which keeps the cost really low. They're volunteering their time. I mean, they were, and we're so appreciative. They were excited for the opportunity to do something for Juno and to do something for the schools, you know, and to still feel like they're part of this community and build that relationship. And so that's been a piece too, that I think the kids kind of grasp that, you know, they're getting this gift from others. And, you know, as far as the staff on Jams and in Riverbend, you know, that's one of the really cool pieces for us, especially, is to make that connection and that partnership that we would have never thought of prior to this summer.
Yeah. How did that relationship come about? Who had the idea of asking for help from Lemon Creek?
This was all Megan, all Megan.
Yeah, so I do have some connections at the prison, and I was talking to Sergeant Derek Johnson, who works at the prison, and he was the one who said, you know, we have a hobby shop, we have workers there who are master craftsmen who would love this kind of opportunity. They, you know, there are artists who are at the prison. Some of the inmates do amazing work, and Sergeant Johnson thought that this would be something, a good creative outlet for them. And so he took it to Superintendent Cordell, and I mean, from everybody, from the inmates to the staff, they were immediately on board and excited to do this project.
Can I add on to that is that I've seen some pictures now of the bases, and I'm going to see the real ones next week. I'm very excited. And they are beautiful, like the wood and the stain, and these kindergartners and first graders are very lucky. They're going to have a handmade quality instrument to use. So we are extremely thankful.
What was important for both of you about keeping kiddos connected to music, even in a year when it's more difficult than usual to provide that kind of education? Megan, you want to go first?
I think... you know, so I know there's a big focus on academics this year, and music has been kind of pushed to the side, I think, in general, not just here in Juneau, but nationally. But music and the arts and playing an instrument does so much to help the brain and the body. And it's important to keep that going. And really watching these kids, it's amazing what they can pick up in that short amount of time. And the growth, the patterns, the mind-body connection, cross-body. And I'm going to let Rebecca finish that because I mean, she really knows what she's doing and has this answer down.
Sure. Well, just, even with Megan, like to add on to that, the social-emotional learning piece. And Megan started to talk about all of the different academic pieces. I mean, like when you look at your life as a whole or big picture, you don't think like I have this math portion, I have a reading portion. Like we're looking at the whole child. And especially in kindergarten and first grade, like how do you pull it all together? And so a lot of what we do in our music class is just related or it's very much connected to what they're doing in academic also. So it enforces and it boosts in different ways because not everyone thinks alike and not everyone is alike. So music just adds.
Yeah. And JAM is really appreciative of the principal at Riverden, Ellie Peisel Davis, and the K-1 staff and Rebecca for being willing to take this on and add this piece in the day where not all schools have music right now.
Well, thank you both so much for sharing this really interesting story and uplifting as well, and for all the work that you've done to keep the music going for our community's youth. Do either of you have anything else to share with our listeners before we say goodbye?
We have a great website, junomusicmatters.com, where you can see some beautiful pictures of some of our kids with the xylophones and learn more about our program. And we're on Facebook as well.
How about you, Rebecca? You get the last word.
Sure. I would like to say another great big thank you to Lemon Creek Correctional Center and to the Riverbend teachers and our principal, Elizabeth Peisel Davis. Thank you so much for having us.
Thank you both for being here today. Enjoy the rest of your year and happy holidays.